Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene. Damn. Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now. Gravity. That's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein. Yeah. I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Damn. Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans. Damn. Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again. God, so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again. Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my word's my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Monday, January the 1st, Janice the 1st, 2015. And the time is 12 noon, Central Time. As always, another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brother, today, my sister, we want to talk about a topic that's very important. We want to talk about the root cause of all problems, all fights, all quarrels, all drama. Everything has a source or a base. So we want to make sure, because what we're laying the foundation for, again, is for the upcoming series that starts on January the 5th. Keep that in January. June the 5th. This Friday at 12 noon, we start the series on the twin flames. Now, that series, again, the source of the problem of the twin flames is this. James chapter 4, verse 1. James chapter 4, verse 1 lays down the root cause of all problems in this world. Let me say it again. James chapter 4, verse 1 lays down the problem of all cause, the causality of morality or the lack thereof. Everything has a cause. For every effect, there's a cause. So what is the cause? Let's go to James. So in the book of James, it tells us, James chapter 1, verse 4. James chapter 4, verse 1. And again, this is laying the foundation for the series that starts on June the 5th, this Friday, 12 noon. Again, the cost of that series is $50. Please go to the website at masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation or email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. That email address, once again, is masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. So that way you can be a part of this life-changing series. Because out of everything that we've talked about, brothers and sisters, understanding the difference between being a Christian and being a Christian is the foundation. So how did all of this start? James 4:1 says, from whence come wars, fighting among you? Come they not hence, even of your lusts that war in your members? Let's read James 4:1 in a different translation. So let's read James chapter 4, verse 1 in the New Living Translation. And James 4:1 in the New Living Translation says, what is causing the quarrels and the fight among you? Don't they come from the evil desires at war within you? Brothers, sisters, notice where the foundation of the fights and the quarrels come from. Let's read it in the New English Standard Version. It says, what causes quarrels and what causes fights among you? Is it not this, that your passions are at war within you? Let me say it again. Now, I've been saying this for a long time, and it's very, very important that we understand the basic root cause. Because if you don't understand the cause of an issue or problem, you're just addressing the effect. And so as a teacher, I try to make sure that I didactically break down so that way everybody understands the root cause. Spiritual adultery is the root cause of every problem on the planet. And one thing I know a lot about is adultery. Now, I may not be an expert in a lot of things, brothers and sisters, but one thing that I can talk about upside down, you can put me in a box, you can put me underwater, you can put me on the moon, I don't care. In my sleep, I can break down this. The root cause of every problem on the planet is there's a war within you. Now, that doesn't mean anything. Anybody can come and say there's a war within you. What the hell does that mean? Everybody has issues. Everybody has conflict. So you wake up in the morning and you got a conflict. You don't know what to wear. You wake up in the morning, you got this going on or that going on. Everybody has conflict. But brothers and sisters, we're talking about conflicts that come from evil desires that is at war within you. The battle is within you. It has nothing to do with nobody else. Let me say it again. It has nothing to do with nobody else. Let me say it again. It has nothing to do with no one else but you. Romans 7:23 says it this way. Romans 7:23 says, but I see another law at work in me, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within me. All your problems come within you. Has nothing to do with the white man, the black man, the blue man, the green man. Has nothing to do with the economy. Has nothing to do with the government. It has to do with something that's placed inside of you. There is a wickedness. The Bible says that there is none righteous, no, not one. So there is a war going on inside of you, but we got to break it down because James 4, 1 tells me something that is very, very important to over understanding spiritual adultery that leads to physical adultery. Now, everybody get caught up with the word adultery because of the sexual connotation. That's not what I'm talking about. Do you know that you are cheating on God with the world? Chew on it for a minute. Let me say it again. You are committing adultery on God with the world. Let me put it this way. You are cheating on God with your dreams, with your desires, with your goals, with your job, with your car, with your house. Let me say that again. Friendship with this world makes you an enemy of God. Adultery, everybody assumes that it has to do with sexual intercourse. Adultery, my brothers and sisters, again, we're going deep. than just the surface exoteric meaning that everybody's aware of. If you go underneath the surface to the French and the Latin, you have the word adulterium, which means to adulterate. So adultery means the voluntarily adulteration. So adultery means corruption, but it doesn't necessarily have to do with sex. Everybody knows about sexual adultery, but what about spiritual adultery? What about financial adultery? The word adultery comes from the word add and the word alter. So the word adultery means that you are altering your purpose. The word adultery comes from the word alteration, alterate. So someone who's committing adultery, they are altering the original blueprint. So inside of you, you were born with a blueprint. Then you see another blueprint, and you decide to make friends with that blueprint. Every problem that I know, every problem I've ever had in my life was the result of that. I cannot think of one problem from the time I was 6 years old. I intuitively knew. My grandmother would tell me, boy, don't throw rocks at my chickens. That made sense. So that was the blueprint. Don't throw rocks at the chickens. But I wanted to alter the original blueprint. So I picked up the rock, and I threw the rock at my grandmother's chicken. Hit her prize rooster, he went down. As you know, I got the scars on my behind today to show it. So we're doing the same thing. We are altering. Now, to alter, the word adultery means to alter. The word alter means to make it different. It means, brothers and sisters, again, it means to modify the will. So God has a will for you, but you're modifying it. The word altar. You ever know you go to an altar call? Why do you go to an altar call when you get saved? They have an altar call. Why? To alter you, to change your direction, to alter you from being in the world to now being a part of the kingdom. But the word altar, my brothers and sisters, is a dangerous word because the word altar means to change. So the word alter means to change. It means to alter. It means to change your alias. So the word alter comes from the Latin word alias or other. So anytime you commit adultery, you are changing your alias. Now you should, your brain should be firing on all signals right now. What the hell is an alias? Your alias is your concealed identity. It is an assumed name. Oh, man, let me break this down for you, my brothers and sisters. You see, the devil hides in the details, and he knows that you're not going to didactically break this down. You're going to look at the exoteric, the outside man, and you're going to talk about spiritual adultery. Oh, yeah, spiritual adultery means nothing. Do you really think God is concerned about your sexual paralysis? There is no sexuality in heaven. There is no marrying and giving in marriage. Is it important? Sure. But what's more important than sleeping with somebody else? Changing your personality, changing who you are, changing your alias. You see, my brothers and sisters, the biggest mistake I've ever made in my entire life, and I continue to make, and I know you're making the same thing, every war, James 4:1 says that every war comes, where? From whence come wars and fighting among you? Come they not from the lust that war within you? So you got an alias, but what is an alias? You know how close the word alias is to the word alien? An alias is an alien. An alien is something from additional, a piece of dirt, an extraterrestrial. Extra means additional. Terrestrial means dirt. Alias, my brother, it means otherwise known. It means at another time. It means in another way. Alias means that you are, God say go this way, and you say, nope, I want to go another way. An alias means another time, another place, and another way. It's another you. So an alias is a fictitious person. It's a fictitious mindset. So what is going on? The book of James says that a double-minded man will not receive anything from God. So your alias is messing up the real you. Oh, man. Let me break this down for you. Let me show you how it works. So you get married. But before you get married, let me show you how I got prayed. Now, the word alias, again, means to conceal one's identity and produce another one. It means you're living in this time. Alias means you're living in another time. You live in an altered universe. The word alias means another time, another place, another circumstance, another identity. Alias means alien, means adultery. Adultery, spiritual adultery, my brothers and sisters, is the state or the fact of remaining the same as the altered self. That means that you produce another time, another place. You're in an altered universe. That's what the word alien means. Or, I'm sorry, the word alias. Now, let me make sure you guys understand what I'm saying. Because James 4:1 says, now, let me read it again. New Living Translation. I'm sorry, the New International Translation. What is the source of all quarrels and conflicts among you? Is it not the source? Is not the source your pleasures that wage war in your members? Verse 2. You lust and you do not have, so you commit murder. You are envious and you cannot obtain, so you fight and you quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask. Verse 3, you ask and you do not receive because you ask with the wrong motives so that you may spend it on your pleasures. Every problem my entire life, every counseling session, every person I've ever met, every person I've ever talked to, everything exists from this problem. What is that problem? Verse 4, James chapter 4, verse 4. Somebody needs to write this down. James chapter 4, verse 4. You adulteress, do you not know that friendship with this world is hostility towards God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. I've never met a person on planet Earth that is having a problem that was caused by something or someone outside of them. Never. Ever met an individual that had a problem that was not self-induced? How do we fool ourselves and trick ourselves into causing harm to ourselves? This is what I did. I settled. Now, you may say, well, what does that mean, brother, when you say settled? Well, let's break it down according to what the scripture says. The scripture says that from whence come wars and fighting among you? Even your lust that at war with your members. It starts with lust. So we might want to know a little bit about that word, lust. So in the book of James, chapter 4, verse 2, it breaks down. It gives us the Hebrew, or the Greek, I'm sorry.
Epithymeo.
It means to have a desire. It means to covet. But it's to have a desire to covet something that's not yours. You know where all problems start from? You don't know what's yours. Let me ask you a question. What is God's purpose for you? Where does God want you to live? Who does God want you to marry? Well, that's a big one. Who does God want you to marry? Now, I know who you want to marry, but who does God want you to marry? Where does God want you to live? You know, God has a plan for you that was established for you before the foundation of this world. That's the blueprint. But then you decide, because I don't know about you, but when I was 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, I never consulted with God about what the plans were for my life. Now, I saw the old folks praying and going to church. I was raised in a spiritual home like everybody else, and everybody told me to pray. So I prayed, but what did I pray for? I didn't know what to pray for. So I prayed what people told me to pray for. God want me wealthy, healthy, and wise. I said, that sounds good. So I prayed that. Does God really want it? What about the vessels of dishonor? God says there's some vessels of dishonor. God says, does the clay has the right to say to the potter, make me thus? God said when the disciples asked him, Father, who sinned that this man is born blind? Did his mother or his son or the father sin? God, Yahushua said, neither one of them sinned. He was born blind so that the glory of God could be made manifest in this earth. So if you don't know the purpose of a thing, abuse is inevitable. So I don't know about you, brothers and sisters, but all my problems stem from a lack of knowing God's purpose and God's will. Since I didn't know God's purpose and God's will, I created my own. That's adultery. Adultery is living outside of God's purpose. You will always commit spiritual adultery before you ever have the thought of committing physical adultery. When we break down this word adultery, brothers and sisters, it stems from the first thing that we have to understand is there is something that we want. But where does the desire, be means to sow. Sire means seed. Why do we want to sow seed? What is it? It says you ask and you receive not because you ask amiss. So we ask but for stuff that we don't want. In my counseling sessions, I talk to people all the time, and I ask them, what do you want? They, I don't know. Well, I tell people all the time, write down 10 things that you don't want, okay? Right off the top of my head, I may not know what I want, but I know I do not want to be sick. I do not want to be fat or overweight or obese. I do not want to be poor. I do not want to be homeless. I do not want to be single. You can live. What about your job? You may not want to know what type of job you want, but I do not want to work on the top of a roof in August in Texas when it's 102. I tried that. Didn't work. So you can ask me, Brother Will, what do you want in a job? Okay, I may not know what I want, but I know what I don't want. I don't want to work outside. I don't want to do construction. I don't want to do landscaping. I don't want to do maintenance. I don't want to scrub toilets. I can list. So pretty much everything that I am left with is an inside job running my mouth. What am I doing today? Sitting inside an air-conditioned home and running my mouth. How did I come to the conclusion that this is my purpose? By writing down what I don't like. I humbly, respectfully submit. Write down, you don't know what kind of woman you want? Write down what kind of woman you don't want. Now, there's a better way to do all of that. You can simply pray and say, Father, send to me what's best for me because you know better than me. Now, that's the first thing that I should have did, but I didn't do that. And it's a little late in the game for me to now to get a stroke of morality and then try to go back a little too late. But if you're just starting off the game, I would humbly, respectfully submit that you go to the Father and you say, the Father, since you created me, you know best. You know what's best for me. You won't find nobody in the world teaching you that because they would tell you, hey, man, that's too broad. You got to narrow it down. You got to visualize it. That's all. Yeah, you can do all that. That's great. But the problem with that, you're visualizing the wrong thing. Now you say, well, Doc, how do you know that? Everything I put in my head, I get. Everything. Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. This is how dangerous this is. Now, for you people that are just starting off, it may take a little while, but let me tell you something. The world, this secret stuff that they teach you, this stuff works. I'm not talking about stuff I read of a book. The problem with it is it works. Let me tell you the problem. The problem is if you put something in your mind, and if you, as I talked about in the series I did, the metaphysics of frequency. The word frequency means the rate of occurrence that the image appears in the brain. If you increase the frequency, you increase the speed at which the thing manifests in your brain. People ask me all the time, Doc, man, I've been trying to get a job, dude, and I've been waiting. Yeah, I tried that too. So when I lose weight, like, what am I doing right now? So yesterday, what did I do? I ate nothing yesterday but watermelons. I lost about 7 pounds in one day. Went to the gym twice. What did I do today? Just came back from the gym. What am I eating today? Number watermelon. 2 days, I'll drop 10, 15 pounds. Everybody else takes them a month, 2 months, 6 months. Other doctors say, man, that's not healthy. Really? Well, since I've been doing it for 50 years, yeah. So what am I saying, brothers? Increase the rate of frequency. If you want it, go get it. But everybody I know, they got this long-term, six-year project. That's great. No disrespect for anybody who wants to do that. Unfortunately for me, I understand the system. The enemy knows that it's very difficult for you to maintain that focus over time. So when I go to the gym, how do I work out? I work out in 5-minute intervals. And if I'm having a really bad day, I work out in 1-minute intervals. What does that mean? every minute I change my workout. So that way it's like I'm working out. It's called the 1 minute. I have all of this inside of my book, Eagles Workflow Management. In that book, I break down how you turn one day into, you turn 1 hour into 4 days. You break it down into 15 minutes. Now, tempt the game. So this morning, I go to the gym. Now, this is important because you're committing spiritual adultery. How do you stop? The cause of all problems is the fact that you are connected to something you don't want. Since you don't know what you want, you will always be committing adultery because you study trying to find what you want. The problem with life, brothers and sisters, is we all things come from within us because there's a fight going on. There's something in you. We have wrong motives. We act, but we act with the wrong motives. Why? We want to lust. We want to reap it upon ourselves. How about you stop asking for personal pleasure and start asking for purpose? So I changed my life, and I started living my life on purpose instead of on time. Now, for a lot of people, they don't like that. But unfortunately for me, I had to stop being fake because what was I doing? I was committing adultery at work. I was committing adultery in my marriage. I was committing adultery with my car. I was committing adultery with my clothes. I was committing adultery with my diet. Why? What I had, I didn't want. I settled. So I want to go to, you know, Ruth Chris house and eat, you know, some prime rib or steak. But instead of that, I go to Jack in the Box. Now, I get the Jack in the Box. I order, you know, my fast food burger. But that's not really, really what I want, but I settled for that. Why? You know, a lot of reasons. Finances, maybe I didn't have enough money for the steak. Maybe I didn't, you know, didn't have a car to get. Whatever the reason, those are all excuses. If you want it, go get it. You say, Doc, man, that sounds good, man. You can just say that, man. You know, but no, I'm telling you guys what works. But the problem is, what you're trying to get, you don't really want. How do I know? Because you ain't going to get it. It's amazing to me that people do exactly what they want. How in the world does every alcoholic that's a homeless alcoholic, every time I see them, they got a bottle in their hand, but they're homeless and they don't have no money. Where do they get the alcohol from? It is amazing that a drug addict, oh, now you know how expensive it is to do drugs? I'm not a drug addict. I've heard anywhere from $200 a day to $1,000. I don't know. All I know is it costs money. So let me get this correct. You don't have no job. You don't have no place to stay. But every day you do drugs. How you get them? Okay, you steal, you rob, you do something. But it is amazing how creative people could come up with stuff when they want it. So let me humbly, respectfully submit to you that you align yourself with what God wants, which is really what you want. See, you don't really know what you want. You think you do. At least I thought I did. Then I got in the game and I realized, oh, wow. So what is the source of all quarrels and conflict? The source is the pleasures that wage war in yourself. So I had cognitive dissonance. But the problem is, brothers and sisters, that sounds great. That's a fancy psychological term. But what does that mean, cognitive dissonance? Well, the word adultery and adulteress, let's break it down in the original Greek.
Strong's G, 3432, morchas. Morchas.
Morchas. Morchas. That's where we get the English word adultery. It means faithless. Let me say that again. I don't know if you got that. I know my English is not that great. Faithless. Now, the Bible says without faith it is impossible to please God. So faithless, faith is the substance of things hoped for. So faithless means you got hope, no substance. Let's break it down. Faith. This is adultery, brothers and sisters. This is where the rubber meets the road. You want to stop having problems in your life. You want to live your life on purpose instead of on time. You want to be authentic. See, I'm tired of being fake, man. I don't know about you guys. Man, I'm too old. I'm sorry. I can't do this no more. I tried to be fake. You know, I tried to be fit in somebody else's box. I tried to live my life according to somebody else's world. You know what? The only reason I'm here, grace and mercy. Man, I should have been dead a long time ago. Every day I wake up, it's a party in my world. Everybody tell me, hey, Doc, you're a loser, man. I get all of these negative comments. Now, don't get me wrong. I get positive comments as well. But, you know, it's what's interesting is people notice and they see my flaws. I got quite a few of them, unfortunately. In fact, I got more than most. And so people notice those flaws, man, and they bring them out. And I'm like everybody else, you know, I like to hear good things too. But I notice in the course of my life, I look back and I see a trail of destruction. I see a trail of hate, of pain. Everybody that I love, I hurt. And I'm proud of that, man. I've lied, I've cheated, I've stolen, I've done everything. And I look back over my life, and yet and still, I was talking to my daughters the other day, and I'm like, wow, you know, one of my daughters, you know, her husband, boyfriend or whatever, he was angry and he was upset because my daughter loves me. He tells her, I don't know why you like your dad. He's a loser. And, you know, I mean, it kind of hit me a little bit. But, you know, my daughter said that my dad is my hero. I don't know, brothers and sisters. I can't blow smoke no more, man. I got to be honest with you guys. I'm not a hero. I'm not a moral man. I'm not a good person. And it's because of God's grace and mercy that I am here today. Grace is unmerited favor. Unmerited. I didn't do nothing to get it. Spiritual adultery, brothers and sisters, is when you try to be something that you're not. I am no longer trying to be somebody else's version of me. I refuse to jump through hoops to please you. So you don't like the fact that I'm a flawed vessel. God does. So when others saw a shepherd boy, God saw a king. I remember King David, they brought all his sons in there. And he said, is this all your sons? And he said, yeah. I got another son, you know, he's a little rut. He's out there with the sheep. Definitely, he can't be king. He said, no, go get him. They brought David in there. And he said, yeah, that one right there, the little one. The one that's out there with the sheep. The one that nobody likes. The one that everybody counted out. Everybody said it was a loser. God says that one. You see, brothers and sisters, it is in your weakness that you are made strong. So I promote my weaknesses. Yeah, I'm not T.D. Jakes. I'm not Creflo Dollar. I'm not Joel Osteen. I ain't got no big house in the hills, no fancy cars. I ain't got no $1 million in the bank. But what I have is an understanding that came from the throne. Because I went to the Father and I said, I don't deserve to live. So everything I have, you have. But if you reveal to me, I will scream it from the mountaintops. I will tell everybody. And on January the 1st of 2009, I made that promise to God. If you show me the truth, I'll tell everybody that's willing to listen. And brothers and sisters, every problem that you will have in your life is the result of you not having faith in God's promises for you. Faith is substance. Now, I don't know about you, brothers and sisters. Faith is substance. Substance is tangible. Faith is substance that you can't see. Faith is substance that you can't see. Faith is evidence. So I don't know if you understand, my brothers and sisters, how deep this goes when it comes to removing the problem that you have that's staring you in the face. Because what you are doing is you don't have faith in yourself. You're not comfortable in your own skin, and so now you produce an alias, and you present that as you. That's what I've been doing. So all my life, I've been walking around. I remember my first marriage, my ex-wife was like, wow, you know, it's really sad. I was married to you for 20 plus years, and I never knew who the hell you were. Second wife, same thing. Married, and she don't even know who the hell I am. Why? I wasn't authentic. The word adultery, brothers and sisters, as I close, it means a fornication. So an adulteress is someone who has an imitation of an alliance to God, but it is a relapse. They originally had an alliance to God, and then they had a relapse into the alias that is the opposite of God. Let me say that again. I'm not talking about fornication. I'm talking about adultery. Because, see, adultery is different from fornication. Big difference. Because, see, adultery means that you once were or you are engaged or married to purpose, to an individual, to your job, and then a relapse happens. Because the thing that you were married to is not the original. It is amazing how when you find true purpose, nothing else appeals to you. Men who cheat on their wives, they have nothing to do with the wives. I tell women all of this, I tell women this all the time, and they don't believe me. They don't understand when my husband is cheating on me, what did I do wrong? You didn't do nothing. No, you don't understand. You know, now the husband's going, he's going to tell you did something wrong, but trust me, it wasn't your fault. He should never have been married to you from the jump. Now, people don't understand what that means. Let me clearly state it this way. People don't leave what they love. They don't cheat on it. They don't misuse it. They don't abuse it. It is amazing to me when you find somebody who find a calling, how committed, how hard they work. I love it when Michael Jordan went and cheated on basketball with baseball. You guys remember that? Craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. Michael Jordan, the greatest basketball player ever, in my humble opinion. Maybe Dr. J, you know, Larry Bird, you know. There's a few that could be mentioned in the Jordan era or with the Michael Jordan name. But when you say Michael Jordan, you think basketball. So Michael Jordan cheated on basketball with baseball. I used to like watching when they showed the little clips of him out there on the baseball field. The way he walked, he didn't walk when he was on the baseball field the way he did on the basketball field. He was late. His work ethic wasn't quite as good, as hard. You could interview Michael Jordan right now today and ask him. He was good at basketball. That's why we cheat. You go get a good job, but you don't get that great job. You get a good woman, you don't get that great woman. You get a good car, but you don't get that great car. We settle. That causes fights and quarrels in ourselves because you know what you got you don't really want, but you faking the funk. Then that man got two T-shirts. We got to stop lying to ourselves, brothers. We got to stop lying to ourselves, sisters. And don't settle, please, because you got to redo it anyway. And you're going to hurt somebody else in the process. Don't marry somebody that's not great. If the woman you look at don't curl your toes, men, don't marry her. She's a good woman. No disrespect. But there's a lot of good women out there. Women, if that man, if he don't make the hair on the back of your neck stand up, woman, don't marry him. He's just a good man. Nothing wrong with good men. But you need a great man because you deserve a great man. We settle, brothers and sisters. That is the cause of all problems. Settling for purpose that's not ours. Because it says, you adulterers and you adulteress, know ye not that friendship with the world is enmity with God. Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is an enemy of God. So you marry your friend. So you get a job that's your friend. So you got a house that you are friends with. Now you gotta go. You need something more. You need something greater than friendship. You need to go past that friendship to a place of love. So don't marry your friend. Now, should you start off as friends? Absolutely. Should it grow into love? Sure. If it doesn't, you may not want to marry that person. Don't marry somebody that you like. Don't take a job that you like. Oh, you're a friend. No. The Bible says friendship with this world causes division with God. All problems exist because you are a friend of something that you don't have no business being a friend of. Stop being friendly with non-purpose things. What does that mean? I don't have any hobbies. I used to have a lot of hobbies. Man, I would play pool. I used to love to go, shoot on basketball. Football. Football, man. Woo. I used to love football. And then I found out that, it's not in the cards for you, homie. You're not tall enough. You got good speed, but you don't got great speed. You got good strength, but you don't got great strength. You got a good height, but you don't got great height. So I need to find, what am I great at? What are you great at, brothers? What are you great at, sisters? Don't settle for good. Go for great, because you deserve greatness. God demands greatness. God doesn't settle for good. God wants your greatness. You commit adultery when you settle for good instead of going for great. So are you cheating on God with good? Because, see, God is great. Great. We serve a great and mighty God, and he requires greatness. So you offer, okay, God, I got some spare time. I got 5 minutes. Is that good? No, that's not good, homie. That's not good enough for God. God deserves greatness because he's a great God, and you got greatness in you, and he's pulling it out of you. Until then, you're going to be cheating on God with the world, because everything in the world is good. But everything that is of God is great. Stop cheating on God with the world and start falling in love with the celestial things of God, because those things are great. My brothers and my sisters, spiritual adultery, cheating on God with the world, is the cause of all problems. What causes us to do that? When we settle for something or someone who's good, instead of finding our purpose, which is great. What I'm doing right now is great. What I was doing before was good. I'm thankful that I found God's greatness. How did I find it, brothers? Did I go to Harvard? Did I go to Yale? How did I find it? Grace and mercy. Someone please need to hear that. Grace and mercy. I did nothing. Unmerited favor. I stumbled. I failed into it. If it wasn't for the grace and mercy of God, I would not be here. Grace and mercy. My brothers and my sisters, I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Produced by Cornbeat.
Care about no vultures. You know I'm from that Texas. We'll be right around.